Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Sorry for the wind noise, but I am driving home and it's a really beautiful day out. It was only supposed to get up to like 72, I think, and it's 77. And it's sunny and kind of warm. Of course it's warm. Anyway, I just wanted to share this. When we started Octaver, there was a few people that had mentioned copyright issues, and R2K had mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, because I made a comment on it, a website called Jamendo, jamendo.com, and I had belonged to it a while ago, and I stopped using it because it was such a pain in the booty to log in and just creating an account. And I tried to do it today, connecting it to Twitter and Google, and for whatever reason it just wouldn't let me connect. So I skipped that, and I was looking for a particular piece of sound for a podcast I was talking about disturbing movies. And I wanted some, you know, ambience music in the background, something you hear in a horror movie or something. And I was looking and I found a lot of really good stuff. Now, I remember when I first looked at it back in 2007, early 2008, you could use pretty much anybody's stuff as long as you gave them the credit. And then now I looked at a bunch of different sites or profile members pages, blah, blah, blah. And in big red print it says you cannot use any of my material without my written consent and or a pro account there. So I just for shits and giggles, because I had looked at somebody else's and they wanted, I'm not kidding you, maybe I don't know the price of music, but they wanted $49.95 for 2 minutes and 32 seconds of music. So I thought, okay, well, there's no price here, and it said, you know, email me with any questions. So I emailed them. Because underneath the red print, it had the little Creative Commons tag on it. And then you click on that and it says you can use this material as long as you give the person who owns a credit. Well, okay, I'm confused. So I emailed them and they basically said it's 20 euros per song, and they wanted to know if it was a private podcast, and I forgot what else he asked, and I could, you know, get it through PayPal. And I was thinking, okay, and it's professional stuff, you know, because I mean it's stuff you hear in the back of a horror movie, for real. It's really good stuff. Some of it, you know, you listen to it and it's all electronic and just, you know, sounds just so synthesizer, just weird. Anyway, I was like, wow. Then I started thinking, how much money do these people actually make? Because he had a lot of stuff. And then I YouTubed it just for shits and giggles, you know, this type of music. And other people came up and they used, I can't even remember the name of the website most of them were on. And they want $7 for the whole CD. And I didn't break it down into individual, you know, MP3s, but I just thought, wow, 20 euros, what does that transfer into American dollars for 2 minutes, you know, and I'm only going to use it once, probably. I don't see myself using it anytime again. And I couldn't see it. But I was wondering, you know, nobody has to answer me. I'm just wondering how much money do they make? And, wow, you know? And I was thinking, yeah, just talking on a podcast, don't have any music or anything, you know, because it's just, yeah, wow. So I guess I'll be typing that blog post, or the, I won't be doing a podcast, I'll be typing. Alrighty. So just thought I'd throw that out there. Laterness, people.